Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Burlander. And right now, let's go to the hotline. Joining us, we have News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, it's great to talk to you here on this Monday morning. And let's go back to Friday morning when the June jobs report came out. It was a little lower than what was expected. What were your thoughts on those numbers?
Well, we were looking for about 225,000. So when it came in at 209, softer than expected, but it was the lowest monthly gain since the decline we had in December of 2020. And when you look at the June total, it was the smallest since a year before in December of 2019. So it's still progressing. But when you see the unemployment rate tick down to 3.6% from 3.7, that was good news. But it was clear that the job growth is slowing, and in the big picture of things, it's not really worrying, if you will, a lot of the analysts with regards to those that have their finger on the economy as far as the pulse. And it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but certainly we were looking for some higher numbers. Most of us thought 225,000 was the target, and we would end up closer to 250 or more as the totals came out, and that just wasn't the case.
Yeah, lower than expected, but still pretty strong. And look, I think this is what the Fed is looking to see with these interest rate hikes. They want to see a bit of a slowing down in the economy, including a drop in inflation, obviously, which is the goal. So you just wonder, for us, disappointing for them, do they look at this and say, what we're doing is working, let's continue to stay the course?
Ryan, I think that's a spot on observation, because the wage growth remains strong. And when you look at that and the Fed seeing what they have done up to this point, it only reinforces, I think, their convictions, as you indicated, that what they're doing is working. And therefore, the idea of an interest rate hike for July will occur, and there could be the possibility of additional interest rate hikes as we progress through the rest of the year. And until we reach the inflation goal that they're after, I think that that's a real consideration. Now, of course, even though that's the last jobs report before any decision on a July interest rate hike occurs, we still have additional information. We're going to be getting information this week as far as the consumer price index. Yep. For June. I think that comes out on Wednesday. And as they start digesting some of this additional information, I think every single bit of it, every piece of it, is going to reinforce the fact that they are doing the right thing and that the interest rate hike should resume. Now, the idea that they could continue the pause is certainly a consideration, but I think given everything that we've seen, especially with Fed Chair Powell's previous comments about, yes, we're going to pause in June, but we look at resuming the interest rate hike soon, it's a pretty good indication of telling people you're getting what you want in June, but in July, it's going to be back to business as usual, and that's going to reflect with some interest rate increases.
We were talking earlier with our national correspondent, Aaron Rial, and the expectations for the inflation report are that we'll continue to see those numbers come down, still above the 2% target, but continuing to move in the right direction. And I got to tell you, when you take a 30,000-foot view, and look, when you add politics into all of this, you hear all kinds of different takes on where the economy stands. But just looking at the numbers and where we are right now, it's still difficult for consumers with prices elevated like they are. But overall, the economy's not in a bad spot right now. And we keep hearing so much talk about this, impending recession. And I'm wondering if it maybe is time to ease off on that talk a little bit, because we're just not seeing the indicators that that's right around the corner.
We aren't. Now, I feel a lot more comfortable having this conversation the last weekend in December as opposed to now, given yeah. some of the things I think we might be facing. But up to this point in time, you're exactly right. And I always love the 30,000 feet analogy for my aviation background. I appreciate that.
Right.
But the thought is that, yeah, at the beginning of the year, had we had a discussion about all the battles and the challenges facing the economy, would we be okay if these were the numbers as of the end of the second quarter? And I think every single person would have said, yes, we would be thrilled with that. Maybe the interest rate hike's a little bit higher than what some people would like, but overall, with the impact on the economy and not seeing a recession worse than what we have. That's certainly the case, but I do not want to underscore the impact that these rising prices of goods and services are having on people, especially those on fixed incomes. It's absolutely hammering them, and sadly, it could get worse before it gets better, and that's the real concern here, because there's a lot of Americans that are being impacted adversely by all of this, and there's really no immediate relief in sight. And your heart really has to go out for those individuals, because they're not in a position where they can go out and generate more income. They have to deal with what they get, and that's a challenge for them as well.
We're joined by our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, here on The Ryan Gorman Show. Last thing I want to touch on, something that's been directly impacted by the increase in interest rates, the housing market. Where do things stand with that market right now?
Well, you know, sales of newly built single-family homes actually rose for the third month in a row in May, and it was up, I think, 12% from April, and it was a 20% gain over last year. That three-month increase, to some people, starting to represent a trend. They're saying, hey, look, now we got 428,000 new homes for sale at the end of last, or at the end of May. And those types of numbers indicate that we could start to maybe see a rebound now in the housing market. And if that's the case, it would kind of dovetail perfectly with the previous comments you made as far as things starting to turn in the direction that we'd like to see. And as crazy as the housing market has been, especially there and other places, it may be that we're on a rebound. Now, I still think we have a long way to go, and 3 months to me doesn't represent a trend, but it's certainly better than going the other way. So we'll keep an eye on that with the June and what will soon be the July numbers and see if that trend continues. And we certainly hope it does. It would be nice to see that rebound as well.
All right, News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. Again, you can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again Thursday morning.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.